It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and we're taking a look at Bruin Point Elementary out in East Carbon. We have Principal Connie Totticini with us over the phone, and we've got a lot of fun stuff. Sounds like they're going to do some great things with the museum here in Price, and we had Penny Wars, and of course, it's always fun this time of year to start talking about things that we're going to do for the holidays, too. So we'll talk about all of that. Principal Totticini, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's bring up to date and let everybody know what's going on out in East Carbon, shall we?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, now, first and foremost, you said we were talking about Penny Wars. And so give us kind of a little background on Penny Wars. And you said it just ended, but you guys got to have a little bit of fun as far as that is concerned as well.
Yeah, so last year we had a penny drive, and then this year we had another one. And what it is the kids collect change. So, you know, check your couches underneath your chairs in the laundry, you know, ask dad to empty his pockets, that type of thing. And the kids do really, really well every year. And this year they earned about $1,300 for our little tiny school. That's really good. It's more than $10 a kid. So, yeah, it was fun. And then the prize this year was last year they got to pie their teacher and me. And this year we did it by class instead. And so the class that won got to have a silly string war with the staff, with the teachers. And so for our first grade class won, and we silly stringed each other. And it went live on Facebook, and it was so much fun.
And it is. And you know what? That's really, I think that really makes the kids work harder than anything else is the reward at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was easier to clean up than whipped cream, that's for sure. But it was fun. And to watch the kids run around and the teachers got two cans. The kids only got one. But it was so much fun.
And so you said you raised about $1,300. What is that going to be used for at the school now?
Well, so we are going to be getting new T-shirts this year. And earlier we had a contest, and they worked in groups. And we had a group that won, and their logo is going to go on the new school T-shirts, and that money will help pay for the school T-shirts. It'll also pay for extra treats that the kids get during the holidays. It will help pay for field day at the end of the year. It pays for a lot of things. If kids need extra supplies that are kind of special, other than, you know, regular school supplies or stuff, you know, that money goes a long way.
And you know what? And that's another thing, too, is that kids can look at that saying, you know what? This is something that we did here as a school, and we raised all the money to do this, and it kind of gives them a sense of, like, ownership and things like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep, it does. It does.
All right. So another thing that you've got coming up, you were talking about a great program that you're going to have, and it's going to tie in really with the Prehistoric Museum here in Price. So let's talk about that for a moment.
So we're going to be going on a field trip the week of right before Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking it's on Monday. And Dr. Riley is going to show us around the museum, both the paleontologist side and the archaeologist side. And we're really excited about that. And then the next day, he's going to come out and present to our students some of the things that he does as an archaeologist, and some of the things that they'll see or they saw at the museum. So. And then what's really exciting is that we had Mr. Craig Royce come in a couple of days ago and talk to me about the East Carbon Museum and teaming up with Dr. Riley. And right now this is all in the planning stages. They did get permission from our city council and our mayor. But he's trying to reboot the East Carbon Museum, and we're going to help. The kids are going to help. So some of the things that they have got planned with the museum and with Dr. Riley, I can't wait for them to get going because I'm really excited. I mean, we're gonna create little tiny miniature archaeologists in our little community, and our kids will have have something really, again, to be really proud of, because East Carver Museum, they can say, hey, look, you know, that's our museum.
Well, and the cool thing about working with Dr. Riley is I don't know a kid in elementary age that doesn't like going out and playing in the dirt and the rocks.
Exactly. And I'm really excited because, you know, I've never been to the museum. I know we have one, but I've never been there. And I'm really excited for the kids to be able to go and see, you know, what's there. And then not just that, but what if they find something? You know, maybe they can put it in our own little museum.
And that would be fun for them, too. And so, yep. And it gets them outside. It gets them enjoying the fresh air and gets them away from screens for a little bit. And you know what? That's what it's like. It's what it should be like, let's say, to be a kid, is getting out and getting that fresh air and having a good time. So you've got that coming up. You've got the holidays. I'm sure there's a lot of things that are coming down. Always a lot of fun at any school during the holidays for any age of kid.
Yeah, definitely. We're just with the Thanksgiving holidays, we the same day that Dr. Riley's coming out, we're going to have presentations by the teachers about our Native American brothers and sisters. And we're going to make fry bread like we did last year, and that was a big hit. So it's exciting. And it's really exciting because all of this fun stuff is still so academically based. You know, it's history and it's social studies and it's math and it's reading and it's music. So I'm really excited about it.
You know, that's what I always tell people. You do things like that and make it a little fun and they don't even realize they're learning something, right?
Exactly.
All right, Mrs. Totticini, I think that covers it. We got everything, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to doing what you guys do out there at Bruin Point. Thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it. And just have fun. Happy holidays, I guess, to everybody out there.
Hey, thank you. You too.
All right. We've been speaking with Mrs. Connie Totticini. She's the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.